Bo. You should see the look on your face like this. It's truly a sight to behold, let me tell you. It's almost like you expected me to do something devious after I professed my love to you. Don't be silly. Or maybe you're disappointed I didn't use my knife another way. Kidding. At least halfway, doll. You can't go all the way. No. If you do that, you'll lose yourself somewhere along the lines. You'll just get lost in that anticipation. But somehow, I will admit that amuses me. Doll, you're the greatest. You make me feel so whole. Unlike all those wastes of spaces out there. It's sad what happened to my mom, but you know how it is. The world is a mess filled with hypocrites everywhere, trying to save the day, left, right, and center, always doing what they can for money, for power, or maybe just to feel a little bit better about themselves, don't you think? They're pathetic. At least we're honest. You, I, and the League of Villains. As well as my own personal touches. I think here is the most honest place on Earth. That positively everything we've done has had a purpose. Sometimes for pleasure. Sometimes for excitement. Other times, to change the world for the better. And yet they call us villains. Isn't it stupid? Would a villain have so many friends? Would a villain have such a way with words? Oh, but Midoriya, you're thinking. If we were so nice, then why the knives? Why the guns? Why everything except for the quirk? Isn't it stupid? I was born quirkless. But that didn't stop me from crushing them under my feet. You see, that's how I got here. Half of the reason why I made it this far is because I made it to UA. Not for very long, mind you. A week, 2 weeks, what was it? Who cares? The important part is, I learned a thing or two. And they fed information to somebody who has so much more use of it. And when they judged me for accidentally ending that villain at the time, poor soul. Perhaps it's more like I put him out of his misery. See? Doing more charity work. Though at the time, I didn't feel that way. I know you've heard it before. But I suppose I look at it fondly. The amount of times that I've relived that moment. I can't count it on 1, 2, not even 1,000 hands. That's how it works. And that's how I became who I am. See, I don't even use the quirk I was given. Sure, it drains All Might every single day, and I'm sure he regrets giving it, passing it on to me. And just wait, when I have All For One as well, I'll be so unstoppable that they'll never call me quirkless again. But I don't hold them in disregard, you know. All those people who look down on me, they're just misunderstood. When they see the face of true power, when they understand us like we understand each other, baby, then the world will change. Because it will have to. They're not brave enough to stop us. And we're not short-sighted enough to not follow through. It's going to be beautiful that day. The day the heroes fall, one after the other, to join us. A revolution in a world that so desperately needs it. A world that isn't just black and white. A world that's ours, doll. It'll be so fun. When I get to see that moment, that old man, or any of his other archaic and misunderstood protégés, any who seek to end our reign will be doomed to be trampled by it. As you no doubt know, this is only half the plan, though. Doll, I have so much that I want to do. Is ambition not justice in its own right? Poor All For One, about to lose his namesake, and I know what he's planning. Oh, doll, this fucking idiot. He actually thinks he can control me, that he's smarter, stronger than me. He wants to use me to get my body. Oh, what rot. Every time I think of it, I start shaking with anticipation because I'd love to see him try. But he must know that I know. He just thinks he's better. He thinks his shallow mindset can handle what I've been through. Don't make me laugh, old man. Whereas some are easy to take advantage of, look at me, doll. Do I look like an easy target? Even before I had any kind of power, I was making them bend knee in fear. I guess I'm a tyrant after all. My mom used to look at me with those eyes, saying I was just like father. Then who do you think I am now? What do I look like, doll? Do I look like the benevolent ruler of the future? Or just your one true love? Also, it goes without saying, don't even think of betraying me. You wouldn't be that stupid, would you? If you were a double agent, I would have known by now. Your honesty isn't something I can teach you. Because honesty, as much as I like it, is only half of the story. No one's ever fully honest. Like, Kachan, he still can't be honest. He thinks he's a hero, but I know him better than that. Was he a hero when he bullied me for most of my life? Though I guess I have to thank him for that, because it made me stronger. It made me realize that the world isn't kind to the quirkless. It's not a place that gives us the grace, is it? But who's laughing now, Kachan? It's only a matter of time before it all crumbles like a house of cards with one breath. And it's gone. I look forward to the day when he, as well as the rest of UA, finally realizes what's happening right under their noses. That this life is one that they brought upon themselves. I know who I am. I don't need a school to validate that. I know what I'm capable of, too. I'm not some grotesque, cruel individual. Playful, maybe. Moments of cloudiness, yes. But I'm not without my heart. I have plenty of care for the quirkless. After all, I was once one of them. Instead of hating them, weeding them out like they're animals. I wish to see a society where they can thrive, just as anyone else. Isn't that true justice? Where no one is discriminated against, or else they're erased. Some people value freedoms more than anything, and I value results. There's some poetic justice, don't you think? The notes I used to make. The innocent approach at heroism of trying not to stomp, trample, and kill anyone. I was so naive to think that that was the caveat that I couldn't cross. It's ironic that when it happened by pure accident, me not knowing how to control my abilities, the ones I was given by the fool of an old man. That's when I learned it. I didn't feel anything, is what I told myself. To preserve the feelings, those glances I got, none of them looked at me the same. Not even him, the one who gave me the power to begin with. I won't say I wasn't resentful, but seeing them look at me like I'm a monster, I was never more sure of myself than when I walked out of UA and never came back. Hero's license. What was I aiming for? To replace an outdated idea. An outdated idea that had no future. And plus, it was a villain I killed. Why were they so upset at me? Why did they see me as nothing more than a heartless monster when I was tearing up at the spot? Where was their compassion as heroes? When I, as their comrade who had just saved their lives, I was the one seen as the monster. But as they say, let bygones be bygones. Mistakes, everyone makes them, right? That's why I don't hate them, nor resent them now. Now it's something else. Call it pity, understanding. Whatever you wish to call it doesn't matter. But I understand them, even better than they understand themselves. People think that's a narcissistic take. Foolish, when you can view it from the outside looking in, without any breach in clarity, you can read someone like they're a book. Since I was very young, I always had trouble relating to people, partially resulting in my bullying, a fault all my own. But I realized something. People think they have free will. They think they have freedoms. But they don't. We are animals of impulse, not reason. Reason is something we can teach ourselves to make that impulse predictable. And yet, even without it, we are so predictable. Very few things surprise me, doll. You being one of them. One of the very few things that holds my interest is how you think. How you're still with me, hanging on to morals that barely even exist. Part of you, I will admit, has been an experiment of sorts. To see if I could get along with you. To see if we were perfect for each other, or something even more drastic than that. I go back and forth a lot, though. Not on whether you're worth the time, not even on whether we can relate. Because I know we enjoy so many of the same things by now. And who doesn't like someone who you can truly get along with, down to every facet of life, even if you have your differences or disagreements? I know, doll. I'm aware of who you really are. What you really are. You see, I've known from the start, without you saying a word. You, my dear, are a double agent. Or so you tell yourself sometimes. You tell yourself you're just here on a mission. You reason and rectify so many things in your mind that tell you what you are. Those voices, those communications I've let you get away with for years. Isn't it funny? That look on your face is exquisite. It's delicious. That tear falling. Don't mind if I do. Your tears always tasted the best. Don't look at me like that, though. If I was gonna be rid of you, I would have done it a long time ago. Hell, I might have done it when we first met. But I couldn't. It was against all logic and reason, and that's where I learned the truth of us humans. Quirk or not, we are creatures, animals. We run on impulse and desire. And I desired you, even if you were feeding my enemies like birds by hand. You were still mine. And I realized something partway along there. Come along. Halfway wasn't far enough. You see, I was never satisfied with just knowing your heart, with just being with you. Though that did make my heart flutter, I'll admit it, doll. Many, many times, I've thought to myself, you're just so perfect. Even with all of your imperfections, even with you betraying me. It makes me smile so much. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being at my side, for giving me real love. Now, you must be wondering, that slight sweat on your brow. That slight nervousness in your retort. What's going to happen now? You're wondering how I'm going to deal with you now that I've revealed my hand. Are you ready for the great reveal? I'm going to... That expression is so cute, doll. You never looked so enticing as when I have this knife to your throat. But that's just it. I could never do it. The answer is nothing. I'm not going to do anything to you. I'm going to trust you. Surely, everything you've done has been for a mission, but I am willing to bet everything on you. Trust is a funny thing, isn't it? Because sometimes it's so easily broken, yet other times it's stubborn, has the most finite glue. You may have broken my trust in the sense that from the start I knew you were feeding information. But even then, I trust you. Even then I believe, no, I know that I mean more to you than heartless orders from an organization that you can see the cracks forming as clear as thin ice. Now, I'll ask you once more. How do you feel about me? Am I the psychopath you always thought I was? You were told I was. Was it ever actually your thought driving it? Or was it simply what you thought was right? Am I a monster, Dahl? Am I deranged? I may have faults. In fact, I know I do. I have things that are good and things that are evil, like everyone in this world. Even All Might. Even Aizawa. Every pro hero you can name. Everyone of legend. Every single one of them is a person. And I've come to understand that. I've come to understand and accept that every single one of them is a person just like me. Misguided, but not without worth. Everyone has value. I just chose to go about this in a way, the only way it could change. By changing things from the ground up. Sometimes you have to destroy something, reduce it to ashes, before you can build something new atop it. And I wish to build something, the likes of which this world would never forget, which would call me a hero, but that's not the point. Being a hero or villain has never been what mattered. Fighting for something is all that matters. But fighting for something wrong, you might ask. Of course that's wrong. By association, by the very nature of it. The more you struggle in vain, trying to maintain a status quo that's broken, that's pathetic, that will never save the quirkless nor those blessed with something that isn't seen as such. So I ask you, who do you trust more? The one you've been beside 24/7 for the past 4 years, or the ones who seek to tear me down simply based on the moniker of me being something, a label that they can't stand exists? What does it mean then? What is my purpose if not to take down those false pretenses? But more than that, though, I'm not so simple as to think that this is an easy choice for you. Nor am I so deluded as to think you'll just simply make the choice to stay with me forever. I only wish to stoke a question, a fire as small as a match, and with that fire to keep you warm, or maybe even start a wildfire. You see, I see you as a kindred spirit. You're smart, you're strong, and you think about things. You don't just see them at face value as much as you've tried to dumb yourself down to fit into what you believe I want you to be. But you're not. You're not as simple as that. And you should have realized by now, it's the you behind the layers that makes me smile. The ones that can't be described until every false pretense is out of the way. That's why I came to you with this. Why now? Why after 4 years? I can hear it rummaging through your mind. It's quite simple, really. After all this time, I just thought I owed it to you. You should know if you want to stand here or not. You should have a right to know what you're getting into, whether you choose to oppose me and walk out the door, or to stay. Continue to be a double agent, or stay this time without a hesitation, without a pretense of serving someone else, but instead serving yourself. You look so nervous right now, but you don't have to be. Do I seem like one who goes back on his word? Tell me, really, have I ever gone back on my word, be it vengeance or prosperity? Not once since you've been with me have I gone back on one. So read my lips, or my knife if you like. You can walk out and choose to live your life free of me. And should we ever meet again, I'll show you as much mercy as I can. I would miss you, doll. And that isn't some manipulation tactic. No shallow words come out of my mouth. When I speak of you, I speak of the one person I want to share my life with. And I hope you know how much that means, coming from me, who thinks of everything. Even if you betrayed me, I wouldn't regret it, giving you this chance. However, if you want, and to make things easier, why don't you tell me how you feel? What would you do if you were in my position? I know it's called the League of Villains. It only inherited that name because it's a cog in a greater scheme, a machine filled with moving parts that I can't yet change. As shameless as it is to say, I'm lacking in power and influence. I'm not yet great enough, as great as I need to be. So forgive me for letting things lament in such a way. I may be a villain by definition, but I'm more a visionary than I'll ever be a villain. And that's why I don't seek some great destruction. I seek change. I wish to rupture the system at its core, give much more than we could ever give with its current iteration. Let's face it, the Quirkless are going extinct, and I get it. It's okay. It's not something that I resent. It's more to say I feel bad for the ones lingering that get rarer and rarer. To this day, I know what they face. They face the same childhood I may have faced. The same fate of bullying, ostracizing, being seen as lesser. But it's not just them that I want this change for. It's the heroes who see the world in numbers. I don't kill because I like it. Unless that person really deserved it. At which point I accept my fault entirely. But do I believe the world is a better place without scumbags such as the ones who would do something unforgivable to one or a thousand others? I may deal harshly with them, but it's only because I know what mercy does when it's given to those monsters. I know what they do, what they did. Some monsters are in the spotlight, other ones in the shadows. I want to root them all out and eradicate them. I know it's inhumane to think of erasing them, but only those guilty of doing the most heinous crimes, the most unforgivable sins, would ever face that. And while I won't say I could be forgiven, I could at least live with the sin of what I've done, knowing that everything had a purpose. That through my supposed insanity, my supposed descent into madness, as they would have you believe it, that I'm still very much sane. I'm very much aware of the problems I've caused, and before, I won't even dare to deny it. I was unhinged. I didn't feel anything. When I killed those I thought deserved it. But I was too hasty. Everyone can be too hasty at times. And unfortunately, in my state back then, I did much too unfortunate things. I slew many who did not truly deserve it. But I learned through one such horrible mistake that I would take responsibility. And the only way to do that is to prevent the society from ever having that injustice as it would be. The unsettling, unforgiving injustice of those who have all the power, the haves versus the have-nots. I will make sure there is no more have-nots. And I know, to a certain extent, it's a pipe dream. At least until I change the hearts and minds of those who it affects. But it doesn't mean I can't try. And it definitely doesn't mean that I've failed yet. I'm not so weak as to give up, so will you take my hand, as you have through these 4 years? I want to believe that some of your actions were genuine care. But you tell me. Us being monsters of impulse and greed, I won't even hesitate to say, I want you to stay with me forever. It brings my heart such joy just to see you. And Dahl, you're always gonna be my puppy, too. I never forgot, you know. As much as it may seem like I did, I just couldn't face myself. Being a hardened criminal for the purpose of righting wrongs of many, tens, 20 generations deep. It's hard. It's difficult. It's beyond stressful. I can't tell you how many times I've wanted to give up. How many times I almost have. Ironically, you, the one person I know who already had a dagger in my back, was the most comforting dagger it could ever be. You're a comfort to me. Even through everything, I know I've made unforgivable errors, mistakes, even with all my precept and concentration, calculation, it didn't matter. Those are all just things that can't truly stop something from spiraling out of control. I see you as a hope for the future, as well as a hope that you don't think I'm too far gone. I know our history together, and I know why you wanted to stop me, too. I even sympathize with who you've been feeding information. Have they been well? I'd ask them myself, but I can't risk it. What I'm asking you to be is a bridge. Someone who might be able to understand me and them. Someone who could be with me. This path is lonely. It's terribly lonely. And I don't want to do it alone. Dahl, you make me feel it. That warm and fuzzy feeling that sometimes feels like it could never come back. It always does with you. I thought about it. Maybe now you could be with me forever. You could be with everyone. Those friends we've lost. The things that can't be recovered. Maybe there's some chance that broken things don't always stay broken, right? How did I know you would say something like that? Always knowing what to do to make me feel like I'm alive again. I love you. Above anything else, I never stop loving you. Thank you. For giving me something no one else possibly could. For staying with me through these years. When everyone else abandoned me. I'm so glad you've never looked at me with those eyes. You always had love in your gaze, even when I was covered from head to toe in my sins. Even when you saw the monster I could be, you believed in me. I love you. But words just aren't enough. I care for you so much. I want you to be mine. Even if I know I'm asking for something impossible, I'll still shamelessly ask for it. I love you, Tom. I love you. Something better. Because it doesn't exist. I'm so glad it's you. It could only be you, doll. I've always seen it in you. And you gave me hope. I know, but I'm greedy, and so, please forgive me, but I can't just express this little bit of happiness when it comes to you. Shh, doll. You don't have to say anything more. Just relax, okay? You always were so honest with me. Even if you lied about a few things. There were some things you just couldn't lie about, even if you tried. And our chemistry, the way when my body's right up against yours, I can feel your heart race with excitement, is more than enough honesty for me. I love it. Baby doll, you charmed me again and again. The way that you react to every touch, the way that I can make you feel special. Of course you make me feel that way, doll. And your enjoyment of knife play definitely scratches an itch for me. There's been plenty of times when the knife's against your skin. And why you freeze up is just so sexy. Oh, doll, fuck. Just thinking about it made me hard. Yes. Yes. Doll. Doll. Your hands just feel so good in my pants. How does it feel to have my fingers deep inside yours? I can feel you burning up right here. That place sure is honest. Don't you think, doll? Writhing like this just feels so good. I don't stop. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Take those fucking clothes off. That suits you a lot more. You know that. Oh, fuck. I love seeing you fucking naked. And so turned on. Come and get me, baby. Don't stop now. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I want you so bad, baby. I want you so bad. All of you. Just grabbing. That's not enough for me, doll. Ooh, I want to scratch up that back of yours and make you cry from how good it feels. Fuck you. Yeah. Oh, fuck you. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Don't blame me. You're the one who practically begged me to slip inside. Oh. Fuck. Fuck. I got carried away. Maybe because I thought you'd walk away. Maybe because it's been a while since I felt you. Maybe because I'm just that much of a degenerate. I couldn't resist. Not after all this time, baby. I could never get enough of you. Fuck. Oh, you make me feel so good. Do I make you feel good too? Oh, please say yes. Be honest. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. God, you're perfect. You're so perfect for me. Doll, you complete me. You make me. Not enough. So sensitive. Fuck. I love you like this. Don't change. Don't change. Don't leave me. Made a mess. So much dripping out. Fuck. That is you wanting to stay with me forever. That's okay, right? I can take it that way, can I? I'm not all without feeling, you know? I feel a lot of things. And my mind, my heart, my everything aches for you. Even now, when I've become one with you, I don't want to let go. I scratch you to mark you, to hold you, so I can lick those scratches and feel you wrapped around me like this. You're mine. And I love that. That's my doll. At least I hope you're mine. Please don't break my heart, doll. Or I really might lose it. And never come back, you know? It's not a threat, just me talking to myself. I love you, doll.